It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Tommy Jordan is on hold with us right now. He's the guy, you've seen the video on YouTube and viewed over 31 million times. His daughter posted a message on Facebook totally disrespecting him and his wife, family. She was complaining about all sorts of stuff. He decided to take a laptop, set up a video camera, and film himself shooting the laptop 8 times.
This is for my daughter, Hannah, and more importantly for all her friends on Facebook who thought that her little rebellious post was cute.
That right there is your laptop. You see it's out here on the ground. This right here is my 45. That was the first round.
Dang.
He did he went into hiding after this, which was really just not like YouTube celebs. He did the Today Show last week. He's doing us this morning. And you won't hear him anywhere else.
Tommy Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
So since you put the video on, 31 million views. It's been up there for a while. Now that you've kind of had a chance to live with it for, you know, that length of time, any regrets? Would you have done anything differently? Would you have said anything differently?
You know, I kind of made a snarky post on Facebook one afternoon. I said, you know, if I had known I was going to get this much traffic, I'd at least put on my good hat, clean my boots. But
so the answer is no regrets.
Well, you know, it brought a lot of drama to my family that, you know, I said this on the Today Show. It's very hard to decide in hindsight if it was worth all the stress that brought on my wife and kids and, you know, with everybody just coming to the house and knocking on the door and calling the child protective services. Mm-hmm. It'd be a tough choice if I had to do it again, considering, you know, what I know now.
What have people been saying to you since the video totally went viral and just literally went around the world?
In person, it's always been positive stuff, which I guess, I mean, people who don't, you know, that they're not likely to come up and go, hey, I hate you, to a guy that they don't know. But I get all kinds of random folks come up and shake my hand and stop me at the drive-thru and stop me at the bank. You know, can I have I walked into a cell phone store and I had to get a staff picture with everyone in the freaking
oh
building.
My Jesus. God.
Crazy.
What's your relationship with your daughter like now, and how bad did it get? What was the lowest low since the video went viral?
Actually, that whole process, it never got horrible. I mean, you know, my kid was mad. She came home and said, dude, you just shot holes in my laptop.
But what about the embarrassment? What about the reaction to the video? Not just the shooting her computer, but the reaction to the video for her.
You know, she never really said she was embarrassed, but I'm sure as a kid she was. That's just the way, I mean, if 50 people had seen it, she'd have probably blown it off. Mm-hmm. 30 million, I'm sure that kind of got to her. But she handled it amazingly well. I don't know that I could have handled it as good as she did. And our relationship now, honestly, is probably a lot better than it was before.
It's Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 on the phone right now with Tommy Jordan. He's the guy who posted up on YouTube a video of him shooting his daughter's laptop.
As soon as you take a stand that's this public, you know, guys like Dr. Phil start chiming in, and he's on one side, and now you're on the other side, and you're sort of forced to, you know, be an expert on this and defend what you did.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert. I'm a parent. That's it. You know, Dr. Phil and a lot of these other psychologists, they have the advantage of going to class 8 hours a day for a couple years. They get their degree. They go into practice. A parent, it starts on day one, and it's a pop quiz every day of your life. You don't get a day off. You make mistakes. You learn. It's just, I try my very best to raise my kids the way I was raised by my folks. I think I turned out all right. Some folks would probably disagree, but I'm happy with the way I turned out, and I want my kids to turn out the same way.
How many other kids do you have?
I have two. I have a daughter and I have a stepson.
After the video went viral, after this entire situation went down, did you sit down with both of your kids and your wife and talk about everything moving forward? This is how we're going to, you know, kind of communicate with each other.
Well, we did. And, you know, the whole purpose of this, the whole catalyst that caused this big drama was, in my daughter's case, she let a lot of things bottle up that bothered her and then didn't talk about them. And then one day she got mad and blew up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So the whole point of the conversation was, hey, before it gets to that point, before you're that mad, just come talk to us. Let's all sit down and figure out how we're going to get through this together, because none of us were prepared for what was going to happen. So we talked a lot about, you know, every decision that we made. what show to go on, what show not to go on, who to talk to, who not to talk to, even talking to you guys. I sat down with my wife and kids last night and said, all right, look, you know, here's the deal. Here's what they want. If you don't want us to do it, we won't do it. If we think collectively it's okay to do it, we'll do it.
I see two things with this. One, aside from the dramatics of it and, you know, your outfit and the chair and the situation, when you boil it right down, you look like a dad who cares. You know, nobody can say that you are not a dad who cares.
I think about 2 million out of those 30 would probably disagree, but I appreciate the thought.
There's something when you get outside of America, there's a dirty part to this video and the way you handled it that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. And it's something that I can't really get over, which is, you know, I look at you and doesn't matter what you say about your kid, how much you love your kid, you're still a guy who uses a gun to make a point.
Well, you know, and truthfully, all you have is my word, but it's nothing I've ever done in my life prior to that. It's just, it happened to be what I told her I would do. You know, back in right about the middle of December, I remember when I gave her her laptop back, I said, what she could and couldn't do on the net. I said, you know, I would love you to death, but if you do that again, I'll put a bullet through it.
Did she eventually get a job and buy a new computer?
She's not yet. I mean, it's still been new. I think she's a little more interested in the job hunt now.
Before we let you go, when's the first time you got a call from a production company wanting to do a reality show with your family?
Let me see. Less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Really?
The very first call was Dr. Phil. Yeah. And then he called 5 more times the same day.
Yeah.
And then I got a call that afternoon. And quite frankly, I thought it was a joke.
That's money in the bank for people. Hey, thank you for picking us for your only radio interview.
That's been awesome, guys. And I've got a whole lot of family up in Ontario and Ottawa. And so they're all very excited to hear it.
Tommy Jordan, the YouTube dad who shot up his kid's laptop. Thank you so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Y'all too.
Take care.